The attraction for material enjoyment is compared to a poison, and the holy name is compared to nectar, because the poison has such an effect in the body that it causes severe pain and it causes death. While the holy name, you have taken with proper consciousness, brings about unlimited bliss even while being situated in the body, and offers one life of immortality in the spiritual world after death. That is why we find Janiya Vishaya, Janiya Shunya Vishakhaino. He says material life is like a visha, while the holy name, it is said Krishna Nama Sudha Koryapan Judao Bhakati Vinodapra. He says, although this fact is heard several times, our most part of our spiritual endeavors in spiritual life goes in convincing the mind that material enjoyment is poison and holy name is nectar. It's an everyday, every moment affair to convince oneself that the material life of material enjoyment is a life of poison, because the conditioned living entity doesn't become convinced of this truth. He always thinks that there is still some happiness, lingering happiness in the life of material enjoyment. And that is why the 10th offense says that even after hearing the glories of the holy name so much, that the attachment for material enjoyment is not gone. And such a kind of attachment will not allow one to fully taste the nectar of the holy name, which is actually the amritam. Amritam. But sure enough, hearing the glories of the Lord and hearing the philosophy about the danger of the material world and the glory of the spiritual world, and also making a sustained everyday effort in chanting the holy name, the time will come when one will be convinced that I should not partake of this poison pot of this material world. And I should completely focus my attention towards the spiritual world. Because this kind of surrender has to be individually done by every individual soul. All the scriptures, all the holy places, all the devotees, all the temples, all these things are arrayed all around the conditioned soul, only to inspire him and attract him to his original shelter, which is the spiritual world, in Krishna's lotus feet. But based on all this inspiration, the individual has to come to this conclusion that let me give up this poison of the material enjoyment and let me take shelter of Krishna's nectarian holy name, which is life-giving and which offers immortality and which gives shelter for all time to come. Harinam Prabhu ki.